Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
The death of His Royal Highness Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, brought the nation to mourning, reflection, comment on social media, and physically distant acts of remembrance and grieving. Our response has a notable public dimension because Prince Philip was such a public person. His death brings mortality more to the fore, though at this time mortality and death are not exactly hidden away in this time of pandemic. According to 2017 data, almost 150,000 people die each day, and I think we are more familiar with such statistics and graphs at the moment than we have been in a long time. I remember a long time ago, I think I was a young teenager, realizing that C.S. Lewis died on the same day as John F. Kennedy, but I had only known the date of the death of one of them. How many other people died on the 9th of April 2021? My only point in asking is to make the point that for some of us that date will recall the death of a loved one or a friend more keenly than the death of a public figure. The longer we live, the more dates we accumulate where we remember and grieve. Over the past 100 years, we might have moved death away from a home to a hospital or care home setting, but we are never able to remove the departed from within us. Death is a part of this world, and death is a part of us. I hope you're not thinking I'm morbid, or too morbid. I hope you might think such sentiments realistic, that is, part of living. But death is still so often a taboo topic, and one of fear, which in turn can hinder, hamper, and stifle the living. What is radical about Christianity is that God died for us. Jesus served us in this way by tackling the horror of permanent separation and fear. That is what the cross is all about. That is our Christian focus, center, rock, and security. Jesus' resurrection is the first public declaration of this truth, that there is a new creation breaking into the old one. This love of God in Christ and His salvation on the cross means that we, our identity and our behavior, are reborn, remade, under new management. And this is not the tyranny we fear, but the freedom we only dream about, the security that only love can bring, and the hope that comes with God always for us, not against us. We want to live such a life, on our terms, a long life with lots of good things, please. What we discover is that Jesus is walking with us, in our real, messy, up and down, battered with all sorts of things such as death and grief lives. Yes, it will have troubles, but we won't be crushed. Confusion and frustration, but we won't be driven to despair. Persecution, but we're not forsaken. We can be struck down, but not destroyed. And when death is close, yes, we will grieve, but as those who have hope. The account of Jesus and the presence of Jesus is a declaration from God that people, individuals, you, are precious to Him, and He will not abandon His people, and His love is for everyone. Let us remember that all who mourn, whether death has come close in the past few days, or it was decades ago, grieve. And only Jesus is the best comforter, because He is the one who gives hope. And we can be Jesus' hands and shoulders and tears, and support all who mourn, for it is truly a blessing when they are comforted. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, Your Son, Jesus Christ, is the resurrection and the life for all who put their trust in Him. Raise us up from the death that comes with sin, and give us the new life of faith in Christ, so that we may always live to please You. We ask this through Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.